What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Jeremy, I think I got it. With the help of all the people...
Can I now say what song it was? No, I still can't say it.
Chris texted me and said, "You know what? I opened it up yesterday, and I was very shocked, thinking I don't think he wanted that song. You know me well. You know me well.
Dang. I can't believe he's like, I don't want to tell you. You're going to tell everyone. And then he whispers it in my ear, and I said, you think I'm going to say that? What's wrong with you?
Chuck Smith has some glowing remarks for Mike Green. This is what he had to say.
Mike is earning his stripes. You know, Mike's a rookie. So Mike has to play his position, get in line, you know, like any other rookie. But Mike is going out there. He's competing at a high level. You know, Mike can rush. You know, Mike is strong, you know, at the point of attack on the run. And what I like most about Mike, he just gives great effort. You know, when you think of some of the great players around the league, what defines them is great effort. And that may help you make a lot of plays within itself. You know, he has a great grasp of the defense. Matt Robinson's done a fantastic job teaching him in coverage and things like that. And he, you know, when we talk about pass rush, you know, Mike is all in. And, you know, Mike is everything he was advertised to be. And I think the fans are going to like what they see.
Chuck just said what was on that song.
No, he didn't. Did he?
No.
I get what you're saying. He likes him.
I think Mike Green might be special instantly. I mean, you heard Vinny talking about him. You just heard
that kind of got me excited yesterday hearing Vinny talk about him. Vinny was talking about the moves he was making,
yeah.
The pads popping, bull rushing. Like he's got. It's interesting when a player comes in the league as a pass rusher and he's got one trick in his bag.
Yeah.
When you have multiple, that's when things like if that one trick is great, like Dwight Freeney's spin move, or if you want to talk about. You know, Reggie White's hump that he would have when he
not
was
only that. Dwight Freeney?
Yeah.
Did you see the drill? I'm sure you were the drill that he used to have. The tennis ball drill?
Yeah, yeah.
What was it? Line up 10 yards from it. They bounced it one time.
And he'd have to go get it.
Before it bounced again? Yeah. Come on, dude.
Yeah. He was so fast.
Come on, dude. Then he had the other one where he had to get, they set the pad, what was it, 4 feet off the ground?
He's got
to
get around.
He had to get
it.
Under it?
Yeah.
His head and everything had to get under running full speed.
Did you see? I know the plays made its way around and people have seen it. The fake spin move from DeMarcus Ware when the offensive lineman just starts going the other way and then the quarterback's oh, hell no. Nah. He's just coming right at him.
DeMarcus, do you think he was like the most underrated of his generation?
There's no question. Like, when people bring up pass rushers and they're saying, like, you know how somebody will give you this list, like, hey, here's four, get rid of one. Whether it's food, music, they do this all the time on social media. And they did one with pass rushers, and everybody was like, I'm getting rid of DeMarcus Ware. And I'm going, did you watch him play? Like, he was busting dudes' ass at Troy and then came in the league and became easily one of the best pass rushers we've seen.
See, that's how college football has changed. He would have gone to Troy, but he wouldn't have finished at Troy. That's how college football has changed. He went to Troy. He got drafted out of Alabama.
It's crazy, man. Yeah.
That's how it's changed, man. I'm excited. I am. I mean, you know, Green is the guy. I remember going on a Cleveland radio station early in the draft process, and they said, well, you guys are picking. Who do you want? I said, Mike Green. They said, really? You think he'll get picked that early? I said, yeah, I think he'll get picked earlier than that. I'm just fantasizing right now. I think he's gone. And then all of a sudden, maybe a week or so later, he start climbing up the charts. And then reports of his past started coming, and now he started teetering a little bit and dropping and dropping. And I just think the Ravens, when it's all said and done, man, you know how lucky they were.
Yeah.
And my only criticism of the Ravens in picking him was that they said there's a zero tolerance policy. Other than that, I have no criticism of picking him. You want to give him a chance? Give him a chance. Second round draft pick. Sometimes second round draft picks don't work out. You want them to, but sometimes they don't. So if something happens off the field, I'm not going to go back and say, see, you get guys with low character. I'm not going to be that guy. My only criticism was you're the ones that said zero tolerance, and then you drafted the guy. But after I say that, if I'm face-to-face with him, after I say that, I'm going to say, but good pick. Yeah. Good pick. I'm with you. You should have drafted him. Just do me a favor and never say zero tolerance again.
1% tolerance. If he's really...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Good, we say F it. And yeah. Get them. No, but like, again, you're looking at the accusations, and I think because there were multiple, that's what kind of looms large there. But we've talked about this. I don't know how you sit here and you ding a guy for something if it hasn't been proven just yet. But I agree with you. When they said zero tolerance after the Ray Rice stuff, and then we've seen
said again recently.
Again, of course, with the obviously we saw the stuff with Tucker now and how different it can get and all the different reasons you can get suspended for. But the domestic violence stuff that we've seen here in this league.
Yeah.
I mean, the NFL has been terrible with that.
This is my thing with it. He had some issues in the past. Draft him. Play football. Don't do it again. Let's build forward. Don't do it again. Play football. Make your money. Set your life differently. Pick the right people around you. And don't do that crap again, man. And if you do, that's my zero tolerance. My zero tolerance is, okay, now that we got you, we ain't dealing with this no more.
Yeah.
Then if you want to go zero tolerance with who's on your roster, it's fine. Okay, we're giving you a shot. But you do understand that there are no second chances here. If this comes up again, you're out. But let's go.
See, and I get that. That's why it made it so weird what the Bengals were doing with Shamar Stewart, where you're dinging this guy for something he hasn't done. You're like, yeah, but if you do get arrested, then what? Okay, we'll cross that bridge if it happens, but I ain't never been arrested, so why are you bringing it up?
Exactly. He shouldn't have had that conversation. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Isn't it funny, man? Jets quarterback.
Justin Fields.
Okay. Wasn't it a week ago today or somewhere around that time he was getting hauled off on the field? Now he's out there like nothing ever happened. You don't cart a man off the field if it ain't serious, Jeremy.
Yeah, it turned out it was an ankle injury, and he's kind of over it now. But
you don't cart a man off the field. It was a toe injury.
Yeah, that's right. It was a toe injury.
Dislocated toe.
So is he? What did they do? They pop it back in the socket, and it's just
they said that it could be something that's it won't bother you at all moving forward, or it could get worse.
Okay.
Remember the player, I forget what sport it was, his ankle got dislocated. No, it was a golfer. Ankle got dislocated.
Oh, Tony Finau.
Popped it back in.
Yeah.
And went on to play golf.
I was betting against him that whole weekend after I saw it. I started putting him in, and that some bitch came out and played his ass off. I was like, God damn you, Tony. But no, with what he's talking about, like if you've ever dislocated a finger and popped it back in a socket, it swells. It's painful. It makes it difficult to grab, but I'm assuming with your toes, it may not matter as much, just pain management because of the swelling and bruising around it.
Yeah. Just don't want the ladies to dislocate their toes too much, man.
I don't need to see them. You can have your toes. You can get rid of them. I don't care. I don't even need toes.
No.
I don't know what it is, but I lick it. No.
Hey, for all of you editors out there, thank you. You can check the post now. I think the song is gone.
You want me to tell them what?
And it's funny because, like, you know how many inboxes I had? Like, yeah, Rob, when I saw that, I'm like, oh, does he know this is? No, I didn't. The only reason I knew it because I checked it today just to, you know, I think I was going to post something else and that popped up. I'm like, huh? What? Well, what that on there?
Whose song was it? You don't say that. What was the artist?
I can't remember. It ain't one of my songs. I can't remember.
I can't believe. I still think it's hilarious. Like, I ain't telling you. Like, I could.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I could have told you.
I'm talking, he whispers in my ear, and I'm like, those words? You thought I was going to say that? Joe, do you know what song it was? Here, you can talk. I'll tell Joe. Like, I'm not going to say the words.
Ben McDonald joins us at 8. He told him. He's busting out laughing. I already know you told him.
I ain't say the words.
Clubhouse Connection at 7:45.
He did. He's lying.
No. Hold on, but I looked both ways before I said it.
Over your shoulder.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, come on, man.
So you did the same thing you do before you tell a black joke?
Yeah, that's the old joke.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.